Will the Senate please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 13 members present this morning. Senators Pete Kelly, Lincoln, Mackey, and Miller are excused from call of the Senate.
Thank you. If everyone would please stand, our chaplain is Pastor Mike Rose of the Bethel Assembly of God.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence and to come before your throne. We thank you for this new day to experience abundant life. You've instructed us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, to let our requests be made known to you, and we thank you for the peace of God that guards our hearts and minds. We pray today that your kingdom priorities would be accomplished and that your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask that you bless the Alaska Senate today with wisdom, guidance, and direction. May all decisions made in this place bring greater peace and prosperity to the people of Alaska. We pray for the families of all those represented here today. May your hedge of protection guard them and keep them from all harm. Lord, your word tells us that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we pray for a revival of righteousness, peace, and joy in our state and in our nation. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome. Would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman. Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 66th legislative day.
Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal has been certified. Do we have guests introduced this morning? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Madam President. Two constituents and then two constituents of Senator, the Senator from North Pole. First, my constituents in the Grow Gallery here on behalf of the Bridges Campaign, the new Executive Director of the Fairbanks Mental Health. If you'd please welcome to the Senate, Ms. Suzanne Price. Joining Suzanne also with the Bridges Campaign is a UAF student. He's a junior majoring in business administration. Please welcome to the Senate, Mr. Donnie Rule. Senator from North Pole has some visitors, and I'd like to introduce them. It's the Bush family, and they're in the Grow Gallery. I ask, please, if Sam would stand up. Sam is a tireless advocate for the disadvantaged in Fairbanks. I had the pleasure of serving 6 years in Alaska Crippled Children Board with her and appreciate very much her talents and her energy. She's joined today by her son, Isaac. Isaac, if you'd stand. Isaac is a sophomore at Lathrop High School, and while Lathrop does have the number one boys and girls basketball team in the state, he also wants to make sure that I recognize their outstanding football team and their wrestling teams, which he is a manager for both. If you'd please welcome to the Senate the Bush family, Sam and Isaac.
Yes, for introduction today. Do we have messages from the governor?
Message dated March 15th, stating I have signed the following bill and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 186, Finance, an act relating to a University of Alaska Post-Secondary Education Savings Program and to the Alaska Higher Education Savings Trust and to the Alaska Advanced College Tuition Savings Fund and providing for an effective date. Chapter 3, SLA 2000. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
Message dating March 5th. Stating the House has passed and returned Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12 relating to declaring March 2000 as Sobriety Awareness Month. The resolution has been referred for enrollment. Message dated March 15th stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Joint Resolution Number 48 rules by the House Rules Committee relating to the free flow of people and the fair trade of goods and services across the border between the United States and Canada.
Department of Commerce.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 275, Jude, by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Uniform Probate Code, including trusts and governing instruments relating to trustees, relating to underproductive trust property, and relating to conveyances of real property and interest in real property by or to trusts.
Judiciary.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Madam President.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Senator Lehman, would you please recess us to the joint session?
I move to ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess to meet in the House chambers for the purpose of the joint session.
Through the calendar. We're in recess. Senate, please come back to order. We're going to read this across under introductions. Okay. Standing committee reports. Will the Senate please come back to order? We had moved down the calendar, and we are to reports of standing committees. Madam Secretary.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 163 relating to a trustee's duty to inform and account to beneficiaries, recommends a Rules Committee substitute, signing the for placement on the calendar, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senator Lehman, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis and Pierce. Senate Bill number 163 appears on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have a special committee report?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Senate resolutions for introduction.
Senate Joint Resolution number 39 by the Senate Rules Committee encouraging the United States Congress to pass Senate 2214, a bill opening the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to responsible exploration, development, and production of its oil and gas resources.
Resources.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Do we have any Senate bills to be introduced?
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 163, an act relating to a trustee's duties to inform and account to beneficiaries relating to the revocation, modification, termination, reformation, construction, and trustees of trusts, and relating to transfer restrictions in trusts. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommends a Judiciary Committee substitute, signing due pass, Senators Taylor, Chair, Senator Torgerson, signing no recommendation, Senators Ellis and Donnelly, fiscal note attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends a Rules Committee substitute, signing for placement on the calendar, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senator Lehman, signing under other recommendations, Senators Ellis and Pierce. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Tim Kelly. Senator Taylor?
I'll move and ask unanimous consent. The Rules Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Rules CS has been adopted for Senate Bill 163.
CS for Senate Bill number 163, Rules, an act relating to trusts. To a trustee's duties to notify and inform beneficiaries, and to the revocation, modification, termination, reformation, construction, and trustees of trusts.
Senator, do you have any amendments?
I have no amendments, Madam President.
Senator Halper?
I have a question. It seems that we're adding a long or an extended series to the things that you can do with an irrevocable trust. What's left that's irrevocable?
Well, that's a good question, but the significant changes that are encompassed within this legislation don't affect the irrevocability of a trust. They primarily only affect the modification and notification requirements was the biggest issue of debate. This brings us into compliance with various uniform trust acts, but also modifies our Alaska statute so that, and the best example I could give you is that husband and wife desire to enter into a living trust agreement that is irrevocable. They've set the thing up so that it will provide a funding mechanism for their children and their grandchildren into the future. And part of the concern was that under the existing law, they would have had to, because of a duty of notification on the part of the trustee that is existing in our law today, they would have to notify all of the possible beneficiaries of the trust of the fact that they were included within it. There are many parents that would rather not have their children or grandchildren know that they have a valuable trust awaiting them because they fear that it may impact their desires to go on to college and have an education and have a productive life. In fact, all this legislation really does, it allows the creator of the trust during their lifetime to withhold notification to the beneficiaries of the trust so that upon their death or upon a finding by a court of incompetency, then the trustee would be under the same duty and notice obligations to inform those beneficiaries. The only other aspects that were modified and changed from judiciary was to further clarify that, to make certain that it was specifically stated in such a fashion that it could not be read in any other way. We did come up with some questions just as it passed out of judiciary, and that was the changes made in rules.
the primary purpose, again, is to allow for confidentiality on the part of the creator of the trust until the trust actually goes into effect. Effect meaning that the beneficiaries start receiving a benefit, or the creator of the trust has passed away or been ruled incompetent by a court.
Might lead to amendments. Senator Lehman.
I move to ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 163 rules be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 163 rules, an act relating to trusts, to a trustee's duties to notify and inform beneficiaries, and to the revocation, modification, termination, reformation, construction, and trustees of trusts.
Is there debate on the bill? Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 163 rules pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted? Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary please record the roll? Committee substitute Senate Bill 163 rules has passed the Senate. The vote was 13 yeas and 3 nays. Senator Halford.
Question on 163.
Motion to reconsideration has been given. Senator Adams.
May we revert back to introduction of guests, please?
Hearing no objection, Senator Adams.
Thank you, Madam President. One part of our family that is here, that used to live in Nome, teach in rural Alaska, now lives in Squim, Washington, a colleague of ours that served in the legislature for 8 years. I'd like to help me introduce his wife, Lee Fuller, and our good friend, Jack.
Ken Lehman.
Present also under introductions in the Grow Gallery are four friends of mine, representing ABC of Alaska, which is a part of the construction industry. From Anchorage, if you'd stand, and as I call your name, Eden Larson, Bill Watterson, Gary Klebs, and Clark Smith. Welcome.
Madam Secretary, what else is on the calendar?
Citations honoring East Anchorage High School girls track and field 1998 state 4A champions in memoriam John King.
Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the two citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations have been approved. Do we have unfinished business this morning? Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee referral on Senate Bill 268, which is an act relating to the mandatory 99-year sentence terms of imprisonments of persons convicted of certain murders, be waived from the Finance Committee. It did pass out of Judiciary with three do pass, and it has a zero fiscal note.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the bill has been waived from Finance, and I will now give it a rules referral. Further unfinished business. Senator Taylor.
Unanimous consent, I'd be excused, not subject to a call tomorrow, Friday, March the 17th, plain time.
Taylor will be excused tomorrow, Friday the 17th. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Tim Kelly.
Rules Committee upon adjournment for countering bills.
Further announcements. We have special orders this morning. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate be adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, March 17th.
We adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.